Here's what's going on the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday. The Dodgers, a surprise shakeup in their front office. They hire Andrew Friedman as president of baseball operations, replacing general manager Ned Colletti. Friedman was credited with building the woeful Tampa Bay Rays into a perennial playoff power with the smallest budget in baseball. Colletti is moving upstairs as senior assistant to CEO Stan Kasten. Friedman will be given the freedom to hire his own general manager if he wishes. Dodgers won 94 games but got knocked out of the playoffs in the first round despite a $246 million payroll. Speaking of front offices, Padres may be about to lose. Senior assistant VP Omar Minaya may be leaving. Yankees expressing interest in him to become Brian Cashman's right-hand man. Minaya is one of the last Josh Burns hires still with the organization. Baseball playoffs, National League Championship Series. The Giants beat the Cardinals 5-4 yesterday afternoon. Giants won in the 10th inning on a throwing error by St. Louis pitcher Randy Choate. Giants scored four runs in the first off John Lackey, but St. Louis rallied back all the way to tie it at 4-4. Travis Ishikawa, three-run double in the first inning, staked the Giants to the lead. St. Louis came back. John Jay had three hits for the Redbirds. Colton Wong had a double and a triple. San Francisco leads the series 2-1. Game four tonight in San Francisco, Ryan Vogelsberg against Cardinals right-hander Shelby Miller. The Kansas City Royals are one game away from the World Series. They nipped the Baltimore Orioles last night 2-1. KC's bullpen retired 16 in a row. Mike Moustakas made two huge defensive plays. Lorenzo Cain with a key catch. And the Royals choked off the big Oriole bats. Kansas City leads that series 3-1. Orioles-Royals this afternoon. Jason Vargas starts for KC against Orioles right-hander Miguel Gonzalez, who has not pitched in 3 weeks. Other baseball notes, the Yankees and Mets have both asked for permission to interview Texas Ranger hitting coach Dave Magadan. Houston has hired Trey Hillman of the Yankees to be the bench coach for new manager A.J. Hinch, and the Rangers have cut their list of managerial candidates down to three. Tim Bogar, Jeff Banister, Kevin Cash will all be brought for second interviews. Mike Maddox, the pitching coach, will not. Boston designated hitter Mike Napoli needs immediate facial surgery for chronic sleep apnea problems. Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina remains sidelined with an oblique injury. He may take a cortisone injection and try to play in that playoff game tonight. And general manager Dave Dombrowski in Detroit says the club wants to re-sign designated hitter Victor Martinez, but makes no mention at all about impending free agent pitcher Max Scherzer. Evidently, he is gone. NFL football, Chargers back on the practice field later this morning. Groin injury update coming on cornerback Brandon Flowers. Wide receiver Eddie Royal likely to be cleared to play this weekend despite a minor rib injury. 2,300 tickets still available for the Charger-Kansas City game. New York Giants, Buffalo Bills have opened trade talks. New York is interested in disgruntled Bills wide receiver Mike Williams. Of course, the Giants lost their star receiver Victor Cruz, torn patella tendon in his knee, gone for the year. Giants also working out ex-Dallas Cowboy free agent wide receiver Kevin Ogletree. Cleveland has signed free agent Carolina nose tackle Sione Fua. The Browns are without two defensive linemen, Phil Taylor and Andy Bryant, both with surgery. Cincinnati has signed free agent, ex-Browns wide receiver Greg Little. Jets have signed free agent quarterback Josh Thomas, formerly the Seahawks. And Seattle has signed free agent defensive end Greg Scruggs. Eagles have released veteran journeyman offensive guard Wade Smith. Carolina's released linebacker DJ Smith. Indianapolis veteran linebacker Pat Angerers announced his retirement after 4 years in the league because of injuries. And Jacksonville has signed former Charger rookie tight end Mike Flacco. He had been in San Diego's camp this summer. 49ers concerned about injuries. Star linebacker Patrick Willis, MRI, late yesterday on an injured toe. And offensive guard Mike Iupati examined for a concussion. Bengals IR wide receiver Marvin Jones gone for the year with a fractured ankle. Cowboys exam of offensive tackle Doug Free. He's going to be out 4 more weeks with a fractured foot. Denver has placed linebacker Danny Trevathan on the 8-week IR list. Miami has placed Noshon Marino on the injured reserve list for the rest of the year, torn an ACL on his first carry last weekend. Good news in Kansas City, cornerback Eric Berry returns to workouts from a foot injury he's missed the last 3 weeks. Under the headline of "This is really stupid," running back Joe Randall of the Cowboys arrested shoplifting men's cologne and underwear from a department store in Dallas. This kid earns $542,000 a year. Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin is shrugging off criticism of his team that it's become soft on the field. He calls Bill Cowher and Hein Ward's criticism on network TV nothing more than elevator music. In Atlanta, they're listening to owner Arthur Black. He says his team is too talented to be 2-4 on the season. In basketball, Kobe Bryant has told ESPN that NBA players are overpaid. Bryant makes $25 million per year, but he says the owners are making mega profits too. With their new $24 billion TV contract, Kobe Bryant says the salaries we earn, business is business. Meanwhile, on the court, Lakers Steve Nash remains out with sciatica problems, back and legs. He played only 15 games last season. And the Pistons have lost veteran guard Jody Meeks. He's gone at least 8 weeks with a broken hand. The NBA says it's going to experiment with 11-minute quarters in a 44-minute total game when the Nets play the Celtics next week in an exhibition game. They're thinking of trying to shorten NBA games because of the increased delays in games because of use of instant replay. NHL hockey, the Kings battered Edmonton last night. LA scored 5 straight goals early in the lopsided win. Ducks won on the road in Philadelphia. Anaheim scored a couple of goals on shootouts to wrap up a pretty good road trip. Boston Bruins, ripped by injuries, have signed free agent winger Simone Gagné, former Philadelphia Flyer. And the Florida Panthers ownership group says it will not move the hockey team, despite the fact they drew just 11,600 on opening night and then only 7,300 for their second home game, worst attendance in the league. In track and field, Olympian Oscar Pistorius, his defense lawyers have asked a judge to sentence him to supervision, probation, fine, and charity work and not put him in prison for the shooting of his girlfriend. NASCAR has fined veteran driver Brad Keselowski $50,000 and Tony Stewart $25,000 for wrecks and incidents in the pits at the end of the Charlotte 500 on the weekend. And on the PGA Golf Tour, they've named an 11-player committee headed by Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods to evaluate the Ryder Cup failures that Team USA has had. The Americans have lost 8 of the last 10 Ryder Cup matches to the Euros. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday.